all my brethren in Christ. So today is the first Sunday of the three Sundays before Lent. And it's the name of Septuagint Chesima, and the next Sunday is Sixth Chesima and Quinquagint Chesima. So that wise, Lent has not yet begins, but we see in the church the purple vestment and no glorias and no alleluia. So that's a remote preparation for us before Lent. So that is why is the church aside to us the gospel, today about the labor working in the vineyards. So by this gospel, the church wants to remind each one of us that of the most important obligation in life, that is to work out our salvation. That's the most important obligation in life. So the parables we see is not difficult to understand the meaning of the parables. So in life, you see, if a laborer is lazy and does not put all of his effort to do his duty, so it's no right to salaries. But if laborers, if they do their work faithfully and responsibly, so they would have the right in justice to salary. So too the same for us. If we are lazy, we are lazy and carelessly do not care for our salvation. So we should not expect the reward of eternal bliss in heaven. But if we faithfully perform the duties assigned to us by God in this life, the duty of serving Him and obeying His commandments, so we would have the reward in heaven. So that's the meaning of the parables today. And there is one mysterious element in the parables. Is that the obvious unfairness of the employers? Because he pays the workers, the laborers who work only one single hour, the same with those who work the whole day. So that's some kind of unfairness in our judgment. But the things here, Jesus Christ, by telling this parable, he wants to teach us the rewards we are receiving is not like a denarius, a perishable reward, but an imperishable ones, that eternal bliss in heaven. So that is why for those only who recover the God's grace at the last moment of their life before death, they can obtain heaven. It's the same rewards as those who keep and who serve God for all their life. So that thing we understand how it's important the last moment of each one of us before death. If we can obtain and have a priest come to us and to receive absolution and Holy Communion, the Viaticums, and Extreme Unction, that you can obtain the grace of God at the last moment of our life we can obtain the heaven. The same rewards as those who serve God for all their life. So that's the meaning here of the parables. And also the other thing, from other passages of the gospel, we know that those we share the same reward in heaven, but the measure in which we find choice and happiness in heaven is differs in proportion to our good works in this present life. That the parables of the talents given to each person. This servant is given five talents, the other three, the other two, something like that. But all of them will be rewarded heaven. But they're different in proportions of their good works in life. So too easy to imagine. We can imagine like each one of us like a different, represent a different, like a cups or glasses, the size different. Like an 8 ounce cup, 12 ounce cup, 16 ounce cup, and 24 ounce cup, jumbo, for example. But all will receive in full cups. But the measure, each one is differs in the proportion to their good works in life. So that's the thing. So giving us the chance to hear this parable in Septuagesima, so the church again want to invite us to prepare ourselves already for the most important times in the church years of grace, the season of Lent and Easter. So prepare and make ourselves ready to do penance for our sins and to practice the mortification also. That's the first point. And the second point, think about spend time to think more frequently about the most important purpose of our life is how to obtain and to care for our own salvation, sanctification of our soul, that thing. And also, lastly, we should not let any consideration of temporal honors or temporal gain and loss, and material wealth and everything can prevent us from the main objective of life. That's the salvation, eternal salvation, the rewards in heaven awaiting us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.